Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Kuf Vav, Chapter 106, Decisive Action. Mazel Tov! With this Perek, we together are finishing Sefer Revi'i, the fourth book of Tehillim. In Sefer Bamidbar, there is a tragedy that takes place. In an effort to bring the downfall of Bnei Yisrael by invoking Hashem's anger against us, women from the nation of Moab went out to provoke and seduce men of Klal Yisrael, ultimately leading them to perform Avodah Zarah. Sadly, they were successful. Hashem, who despises immorality, responded by sending a deadly plague that spread quickly. It ultimately led to the death of 24,000 Jews. The plague was stopped as a result of one man whose mission was to stop the Kehil Hashem and with decisive action bring Kiddush Hashem into the world. That man was Pinchas, the grandson of Aaron HaKohen, and David HaMelech sings about him in this parak. Pasuk Chaf Tes, Vayachisuhu b'malaleihem v'tifratz b'magefa. The Jews aroused Hashem's anger through their actions, and a plague broke out among them. Pasuk Lamed, Vayamod Pinchas v'yipalel v'teyatzer ha-magefa. Pinchas arose with judgment, and the plague stopped. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Atechashev lo letzdaka l'dar v'dar ad olam. This action is counted to Pinchas's credit by all generations forever. There are several lessons we can take that we can learn from this episode. Pinchas demonstrated true leadership. He acted with conviction, standing up for the honor of Hashem, standing up for morality, and taking decisive action to do the right thing, despite and actually against what the crowd around him was doing. The second takeaway is that we never, ever lose by doing the right thing. The result of Pinchas's brave and decisive action was not just the immediate cessation of the plague, but he was rewarded, as the Pasuk tells us, L'dar v'dar ad olam, for every generation, forever. In our own lives, sometimes an opportunity presents itself to take a stand, to take action, to be Mekadei Shem Shemayim, to demonstrate true leadership. May we gain inspiration and chizuk from Pinchas and step up to the plate. In doing so, you will be a genuine leader and your reward will be unending. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.